Ako si John Maynes and I serve bilang isa sa mga elders po dito sa Crossroads. It's always a humbling experience na ako'y tumayo dito and preach God's Word. Kaya naman po, I invite you na muli tayo manalangin and ask God for help. Father, thank you for anointing ang araw na to. Appointing ang araw na to, ang oras na to for us to hear your word. Father, help me as I proclaim your words. Help all of us to hear with believing ears and to submit to the authority of your word. May your name alone be honored tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Nagbabasa po ako kanina ng article, kanina umaga, about sa isang istorya ng isang mayaman na namatay at wala siyang tagapagmana. And after a long search, dahil sa DNA test, nakita yung anak niya. Isang 30-year-old na hirap sa buhay, nagtatrabaho just to survive sa bawat araw, and ito naging breakthrough ng kanyang buhay. After maklear ang lahat, officially sa kanya na ang kayamanan ng tatay niya. His life changed. He quit his job, focus sa kanyang inheritance. Parang sa pelikula lang po, ano? Sabi ng asawa ko kaninang umaga, nung bata daw siya ay madalas din ang itong naiisip niya. Na mayroong isang mayaman na magbibigay sa kanya ng isang malaking inheritance. I think, totoo sa ating lahat po yun, ano? Dahil napapanood natin sa movie na one time sa life natin, or maybe until now, we dream na magkaroon ng riches, maging tagapagmana, gusto natin mabago ang ating buhay. Sa passage natin, yan din ang gusto mangyari ni Paul. Na malaman nating mga believers, anong klaseng riches and blessing meron tayo dahil kay Kristo. Yan ang makikita natin sa passage na binasa ni Ate Chi kanina sa Ephesians 1 verses 3 to 14. And ang prayer ko po tonight is for you to see ang great riches and blessing na meron ka. I want us to see how glorious ang truth ng passage natin tonight. I want us to see ang clear picture ng salvation. Nawa ang passage na to cause you to grow ang inyong affection sa Panginoon and may it change the way you worship God. Yan ang goal natin every service and as a Christian, to worship God. Pero bakit madaming times we struggle to worship God? Bakit ba natin wino-worship ang Panginoon? Or do we know the God that we worship? Now, after hearing ang truth na ginawa ng Diyos sa iyo, may it transform yung ating puso and may you bow down to Him and worship. Tayo po ay nagpapatuloy sa ating series sa Book of Ephesians. Before tayo magsimula, let's have a short recap from last week. Nakita natin si Paul, an enemy of Christ, enemy ng church, ay naging follower and apostle ni Christ. Not by his own will. Hindi niya ginustong maging follower. Anong sabi doon? But by the will of God. That is clear? And nakita din natin na all believers, called saints, ay naging saints because God set them apart. That is clear. So, ang clear message is, God is the one taking action dito. God is the hero ng story. Hindi si Paul, hindi ang mga taga-Ephesians, not you, and not me. It's all the sovereign work of God. I hope as we continue sa ating pag-aaral, yan ang makita natin tonight and sa mga susunod pang passage natin. And may it all lead us to praise and worship God as He deserves. Because God deserves praise for He blesses you by His sovereign work in salvation. Again, God deserves praise for He blesses you with by His sovereign work in salvation. Yan po yung main idea ng ating passage. And Paul gives us three glorious truth about God's sovereign work in your salvation. And yun ang reason na kailangan natin na to give praise sa ating Diyos. Number one, you are chosen by God the Father. Verses 3 to 6. Number two, you are redeemed by God the Son. 7 to 12. Number three, you are sealed by God the Holy Spirit, verses 13 to 14. Please open niyo po yung Bible niyo sa Ephesians 1, verses 13 to 14. I assume na meron kong Bible. If wala, approach us and we will give you ng Bible. Alam nyo ba na ang verse 3 to 14 ay one sentence lang sa Greek? Composed po ito ng 202 words. Ito ang pinakamahabang sentence sa Book of Ephesians. Next week is, again, one sentence. So, ang point is, we need to understand tong passage na to in unity. Hindi humihinga si Paul dito habang sinasabi ito, sinusulat niya, kung sino ang Diyos at ano ang ginawa niya. Paul was so captivated sa truth, sa glorious work ng Panginoon. Sinabi niya to in one sentence. So, manonotice din natin dito, kung nagwa-word study tayo, walang imperative verb dito, or walang command. Most of the verb nasa indicative mood, and yung tense niya is aorist. Ang ibig sabihin ng indicative mood is stating ng facts. Nagsasabi siya ng katotohanan, ng truth. Paul is giving us ng truth about sa action ng Diyos, and aorist means it is done, once and for all. Tapos na ginawa ng Diyos to, and this is the truth. So Paul is giving us kung ano ang ginawa ng Diyos in Christ Jesus. So let's dive in and see, ano ang ginawa ng Panginoon para sa ating salvation? Let's go to point number one. You are chosen by God the Father, verses 3 to 6. Let's read verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Ang tone ng message ni Paul dito is with joy and celebration. Remember, si Paul po ay nasa kulungan. Sinulat niya to in prison, and Paul ay rejoicing dito habang sinasabi niya sa mga believers kung sino ang Diyos at ano ang ginawa ng Diyos. Ganun di ba natin ikwento ang Diyos? Meron din bang joy, celebration, or do we truly know ba ang ano ang ginawa ng Diyos sa atin? If not, I hope after this, ikikwento mo na with joy how glorious ginawa ng Diyos. Balik tayo sa verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ang word na blessed or blessed, sa original language ay may idea of someone deserving appreciation, honor, and praise. Dito sa word na ito nanggaling yung word na eulogy. Eulogy kung saan ginagamit natin sa mga namatay. Ang ibig sabihin po na we speak well dun sa tao. Ba, pag may namatay, napakabait na tao pa naman ito. So, ganun po, we speak well sa tao. Yan din po ang idea. We speak well of God. Sa Old Testament, God is blessed, or they speak well sa Panginoon dahil sa benefits, dahil sa sino ang Diyos at kung anong ginawa ng Diyos sa tao. Example po is Psalm 68 verse 19. Sabi doon, blessed be the Lord who daily bears us up. God is our salvation. Marami pa pong iba't ibang Old Testament passages and even sa New Testament that yung people of God give praise to God for what He has done, for who He is. Ang concept ng blessed or blessing with reference to God ay hindi to express ng wish. We don't wish to God na you'll be blessed. But rather, a declaration. Ito po ay proclamation ng katangian ng Diyos. Blessed is God. So Paul is saying na God deserves praise dahil sa kung sino siya at anong ginawa niya. Look at verse 3 again. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Why God deserves praises and worship? Unang-una, God the Father is the source ng lahat ng blessing that we enjoy. And that is true sa buong passage natin. God the Father is the subject ng halos lahat ng main verbs natin or lahat ng action dito sa passage natin. Verse 3, sabi doon, He, God the Father, blessed us. Verse 4, He chose us. Verse 5, He predestined us for adoption. Verse 6, He graced us with His grace. Verse 8, lavished His grace upon us. Verse 11, accomplish all things according to the counsel of His will. Paul is saying, speak well of God, for He is the source of every blessing in Christ Jesus. All the blessings is in Christ, because there is no blessing outside Christ. If you are in Christ, you have every blessing from your God the Father. Ano ba yung blessing? Isa-isay natin. Look at verse 4. even as He, that is God the Father, chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him in love. Let's tingnan natin yung first line. He means God the Father. Anong ginawa ng God the Father? Chose us. Or pumili. May pinili siya. Kailan nangyari ito? Before the foundation of the world. Bago pa likhain ang mundo. Before creation. So ano ibig sabihin nito? Isang clear dito is, nung pumili ang Diyos, wala si Paul. Wala ang mga taga-Ephesians. Wala kayo doon. Wala din ako doon. It means, hindi nakabase sa atin or any merit from us ang choice ng Panginoon. Hindi dahil may nagawa tayong something worthy na, yes, pipiliin ko to. So, hindi po yun. Before creation. It happens before ka pa ipanganak. Before palikay ng mundo. That is clear po sa ating passage. Pero bro, madami ding verses na calling all people to repent and believe. We are called to respond sa gospel. Yes, that's true po. Totoo rin po yun. But the Bible is also clear na dahil sa kasalanan, people lost yung ability to seek God or to choose God. So both are true. We don't deny that. Pero tingnan natin yung Romans 3:10 to 11. Ang sabi doon, none is righteous. No, not one. No one understand. No one seeks for God. All have turned aside. Together they have become worthless. No one does good, not even one. Sa Greek word po, ang ibig sabihin ng no one is same. No one. Ang ibig sabihin po ng all, lahat. No one seeks God. All have turned aside. Yun po ang kalagayan natin. Yan ang sinasabi ng Bible. So, ang tawag ng Bible sa mga sinners without Christ is dead. Ephesians 2. Makikita natin yan 2 weeks from now. Ang argument dito is, if God chose us, if we believe sa election, then wala nang freedom to choose. Robot na lang ang tao. Ito po ay mahirap na doctrine and many have struggled po dito. Hindi po ako mag-spend ng mabang oras, but we will try to give ng clarity dito. Let's see ng mga possibilities how we can deal sa doctrine na to. So far, we established na Paul and all believers ay naging Kristiyano not by their own will, but by the will of God. Nakita natin sa conversion story ni Paul, that is clear so far. So, we can argue in 3 ways. Number 1, hindi ako naniniwala sa election. It's all human free will. Ang argument na ito is appealing sa tao. Bakit? Dahil yan ang gusto natin. We want to think na tayo ang may control sa buhay natin. Yan ang gusto nating isipin na tayo ay free. We want to display ang ating human achievements and ability. If ito ang stand mo, ask this question, bakit ang kaibigan ko, kapatid ko, kamag-anak ko, ay hindi naniwala sa gospel? We heard the same gospel. Dahil ba mas smart ka? Or mas magaling ang logic mo? Or dahil may ginawa ang Diyos sa'yo, kaya ka naniwala? So as a result, you have something to boast. Parang, hey, mas naintindihan ko ang gospel kaysa sa kaibigan ko, kaysa sa kapatid ko. So, you have something in you na you can be proud of. Ang pangalawa pong argument, I believe in election, pero ang election na to is, God looks ahead of time, tinignan niya, nakita ko to, si Jerome, after 30 years, maniniwala siya kay Kristo. Kaya pipiliin ko to. So, yun po yung isang argument. So, God looks ahead of time. Yun po yung daw ibig sabihin ng predestination or ng election. So, yun ba ang case? Ibig sabihin, God decided based sa naging decision mo sa future. Kung i-analyze natin, pareho din to ng view number 1. It's about human decision. It's not about God action. The Bible is clear. We are dead. Walang ability ang isang dead person to come to God. Look at John 6 verse 44. No one can come to Christ unless the Father draws him. That's That's straightforward po. Ang word na can, we all know that, is a word of ability. Ang sinasabi dito is, no one has the ability to come to Christ unless the Father draws him. The word na unless is a conditional word. Parang ganito po yun. X will not happen unless Y happened. So, kailangan may mangyari muna bago mangyari si X. That is conditional, unless. Gaya na sinabi ko po, it's a difficult doctrine, but it doesn't mean na hindi totoo. It's a biblical doctrine. Sino mang regular na bumabasa ng Bible, ay hindi mo pwede itong baliwalayan. May encounter mo to from Old Testament to New Testament. Sabi sa Old Testament, God chose Abraham. Abraham is not wandering na hinahanap ang Diyos. God chose him out of sa mga pagan nation na to. God chose Moses. God chose David. God chose Israel. Yung binasa ni Kuya Dexter kanina. Makikita rin natin sa Deuteronomy 7. Even ang word na church, ecclesia, it's the called out. Assembly ng called out. Called out by whom? Called out by God. It's all over the Bible. We cannot deny it and we cannot escape it. Tingnan po natin yung last view, third view. Ang third view po is, Diyos ang gumawa ng decision. God chose, nasa passage natin, from the foundation of the world. Chose who? Us. Who is us? Believer. That is clear po. Even pabasa natin sa bata, yung bata na yun can understand, God chose from before creation. And God's election is purely out of God's sovereign choice. Anong reason? Reason only God knows. Hindi ko rin po alam. Wala sa Bible bakit niya pinili. Ano ang naging criteria ng pagpili? I think we can boil it down sa ganito po. I think those who reject ang doctrine na to, ang idea na to, what they're denying is yung depravity ng tao. Yung kasalanan, yung reality ng bigat ng kasalanan. The Bible is clear. Sin, ang kasalanan has corrupted our whole being. Ang buong sangkatauhan natin. Ang ating kamay, ang action, thought, heart, words. Yes, totoo po. We are free to choose, pero dahil corrupted ang heart and will natin ng kasalanan, we freely choose to sin. We freely choose to rebel against God. We freely choose what is in our heart. Ano po bang nasa heart ng isang non-believer? Sabi sa Genesis 6, it is continuous evil. Unless God work sa inyong heart, sa ating heart, unless God made you alive, unless God transform yung heart mo, only then you will see how sinful you are and how glorious ang cross ng Panginoon. Bible is clear sa condition natin. Apart from Christ, we are lost, we are dead. Ano sa tingin mo will make you decide in the future to choose Christ if ito ang condition natin? Sabi sa Luke 19, He came to seek and to save the lost. Sino po yung seeker? God, Jesus. Hindi tayo naghahanap. Tayo ay lost. We are lost. God is the seeker. God is ang gumagawa ng action. So, Paul is saying na, praise God for choosing us from the foundation of the world. Otherwise, there is no hope for us if hindi ginawa ng Diyos yun. Let's move on. Anong purpose ng Panginoon sa election? Let's look at verse 4 again. Even as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him in love. Yan ang purpose. For us to be holy and blameless. Ano ibig sabihin po niyan? It means, ang condition natin is we are not holy and we are not blameless. And the Bible is clear again. No one can enter the presence of God kung meron kang bahid ng kasalanan. Ito ang condition natin. God is creating a new people. Ito ang tema ng Ephesians. God is creating a new people for Himself. He chose people for Himself to be blameless and holy. Kung pupunta tayo, advance sa Ephesians 5. Christ will present His bride, the church, blameless. And no one, none of us, can make ourselves blameless. So maaari ang question mo ngayon is, paano ko malalaman if I'm saved? If God, na pinili ako ng Diyos. I think clear din sa passage. Ang only evidence na you are saved, na you are elected by God, is transformation. Kasi yun ang purpose. Holiness and be blameless. Friends, are you pursuing a holy and blameless life? Bro, wala namang blameless na tao ah. Yes, I agree. Again, Bible commanded us, tayo ay maging above reproach. Hindi tayo dapat nakagaya ng mundo. We don't think like the world. We don't act like the world. We don't decide just like the non-believer. We should be above reproach. Do you see your life na ganito? Are you living your life na pag nakita ng tao, sa paligid mo, they would see Christ? They would see yung image ng God? Itong design ng Panginoon from the creation. God created man to display ang imahe ng Diyos. But because of sin, nasira yun. And God is restoring that. He's creating a new people to display His glory. Ang asawa at anak mo, na-recognize ba ang work ng grace sa buhay mo? Sa opisina nyo, sa mga kaibigan mo, how is your words? How is your actions? Pag mag-isa ka, ang ginagawa mo. Do people see grace? Do people hear grace sa'yo? Knowing these doctrines will not save you. Intellectual information will not save you. Dapat ang doctrine na to will manifest sa buhay mo, will should humble you, it should lead you to worship your God. If not, if walang transformation sa'yo, then mas malamang, you are not yet a Christian. Recognize na ikaw ay nasa kasalanan. You need help. You need a new heart. You need ng salvation. Repent and believe in the finished work of Christ. And you will be saved. Let's go to verse 5. He predestined us for adoption to Himself as sons through Jesus Christ according to the purpose of His will. Sabi ni Paul, God deserves praise dahil He predestined us. Ang word na predestined is predetermined, decided from the past, similar this it chose. He predestined us, sino yung us? Believers, for adoption to Himself. Ang word na adoption is common word po ito sa Roman times. Nung panahon po, ang audience ni Paul dito is mostly Gentiles under ng Roman Empire. And ang adoption sa Romans ay common. Ang tunay na anak po ng isang sa that time is kayang patayin ng tatay and pwede niyang i-disinherit ang kanyang anak. Kanyang tunay na anak. Pero ang adopted son, pagka dinala na sa court ito na adopt mo na to, hindi mo pwedeng patayin to kumpara sa tunay mo anak. Hindi mo pwedeng alisan ng inheritance. So, sa original audience, clear sa kanila to, adoption, adopted. Ang adopted child ay ang mangyayari po ron, yung adopted child ay magiging under ng bago niyang tatay. And wala na siyang responsibility sa kanyang biological father. He is completely under ng kanyang bagong tatay and meron siyang full rights bilang anak. So, clear po ito sa kanyang audience. Kaya ito ang ginamit ni Paul na language is adoption. He chose us before creation. He predestined us to be adopted as His children through Jesus Christ according to the purpose of His will. Makikita natin dito, all action is from God. God the Father initiated, God the Son make it happen according to His will, not your own will. Which reminds us sa John 1:13. Sabi doon, we were born as children of God, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Bakit ginawa ito ng Panginoon? Look at verse 6. To the praise of His glorious grace with which He has blessed us in the Beloved. Bakit ginawa ito ng Panginoon? It's clear. To the praise of His glorious grace. All action is from God. All glory is to God. Friend, I want you to let go of anything na akala mo na you can contribute. Wala kang may contribute for you to be right with God. Let's rejoice with Paul. Dahil sa glorious grace of God sa ating salvation, let's sing with all of our heart, nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. So nakita natin, God the Father planned, chose in eternity past ang salvation, nakita natin sinong nag-execute, it's God the Son, Jesus Christ. And that is my second point. Praise God for you are redeemed by God the Son, verses 7 to 12. If you notice, lahat ng action ng God the Father ends with in Christ. Dahil there is no blessing outside Christ. Tingnan natin ang work of grace ng Panginoong Jesus. Look at verses 7 to 12. In Him, Jesus, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of His grace, which He lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of His will, according to His purpose, which He set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in Him, things in heaven and things on earth. In Him, we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will, so that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of His glory. One reason for us to praise God is we have redemption. We have forgiveness of sin. Ang word na redemption ay common din sa Roman time, that time ng first century. Ito po ay ginagamit sa slavery nung panahon ni Paul. So, in order to set you free from slavery, someone has to pay or someone has to buy you back o palabas ng slavery. So, merong cost po 'yon. And after ma-purchase ka nung bumili sa'yo, you are now under ng new master. Siya na yung magiging master mo. So, yun yung principle po nun. So, sabi rito, we have redemption. Jesus redeemed us. Purchase us. Paano tayo na-purchase? Look at verse 7. Through the blood of Christ. It reminds us ng Exodus na story ng Passover. Sabi ng Panginoon, sabi ni Yahweh, before mangyari ang Passover, maglagay kayo ng blood ng blameless lamb sa inyong doorpost. And I will spare you from death. I will spare you from my judgment. Ang blood offering, yun na po yung naging standard ng Old Testament to atone ng kasalanan. Without shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. So, ang dugo ba ng hayop nakakapag alis ng kasalanan? No. It foreshadows ang work ng Messiah, Jesus Christ. Yan ang picture ng verse 7. And yan ang description ng Bible sa lahat ng tao apart from Christ. We are all slaves to sin. We are in bondage of sin. Yan po yung mga language na ginagamit ng Bible. Slaves in bondage. We are not free to choose God. We need someone to buy us back and buy our freedom from bondage so that we can be right with God and have our sins forgiven. And that, yun po ang ginawa ni Kristo sa atin. Forgiveness is the greatest need nating lahat. Yan ang greatest need mo, yan ang greatest need ko. Forgiveness. We all sin willingly sa Diyos. And God's holiness and perfect righteousness and perfect justice demands God's punishment. The Bible said, we are all children of wrath. We are destined to eternal damnation. Yun po ang direction ng lahat. But God, in His mercy, choose to extend grace to you and me. Choose to extend forgiveness to you and me. How? Through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Siya ay naging tao kagaya natin. Para saan? To live a perfect life na hindi mo kayang ipamuhay. Na hindi natin kayang gawin para masatisfy ang perfect righteousness ng Diyos. Ano pang ginawa niya? He died the death that you deserve dahil sa iyong kasalanan. Because God's justice demand punishment. Dahil the wages of sin is death. And He didn't stay dead. On the third day, He rose again. Ano mo ibig sabihin ng resurrection? It means God accepted yung sacrifice ni Jesus Christ. The final sacrifice, sabi sa Hebrews. Dito pa lang, we should bow down now on our knees and worship God. Ito sinasabi ni Paul dito. Praise Him for the great salvation that you have. Kapatid, kailan ka huling nagpasalamat at nagpuri sa Panginoon? Dahil sa iyong salvation. Every day we thank God, Lord, salamat for giving me life, salamat sa bagong araw, thank you for sustaining me dito sa Dubai, thank you for keeping us safe, thank you for my family, thank you sa aking trabaho, marami pang iba. That is good. All these things ay dapat talaga natin ipasalamat sa Panginoon. In everything, give thanks. Sabi sa atin, all the good and perfect gift comes from above, comes from God. We should be thankful. Pero we have a greater blessing that God wants us to enjoy and live out sa araw-araw. He wants us to be worshipful dahil sa great work of God sa ating salvation. Friends, lahat ng bagay, lahat ng material things that na meron tayo will pass away. Lahat na mawawala. Ngayon, nasa iyo yan, bukas, wala na yan. You should be more thankful, grateful, worshipful that your name is in the book of life. Praise God that your sins are forgiven. Thank God that He chose you to be in His family. Praise God for the finished work of Christ on the cross for your salvation. Bakit tayo pinatawad ng Panginoon? Look at verse 7 to 9. In Him we have redemption through His blood and the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of His grace, which He lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of His will according to His purpose, which He set forth in Christ. Again, ito natin dito, any human effort or merit ay eliminated dito. It's not that because you have something good in you, kaya ka pinatawad. According to the riches of His grace, which He lavished upon us. Grace is the unmerited favor from God. It's a gift. It's a favor. Why? Bakit? So that you may not boast. So that all glory belongs to God. That's it. Ano pa ginawa ng Diyos? Look at verse 9. Making known to us the mystery of His will according to His purpose which He set forth in Christ. Anong mystery of His will? Maaari na pag-usapan nyo ito sa CG. Ang mystery dito does not mean na hiwaga, na isang mahiwagang di na kayang intindihin ng tao. Ibig sabihin po nito, yung will ng Panginoon na hindi pa na-reveal ng Old Testament is now revealing dito sa panahon na ito. Revealed to Paul. Makikita natin yan as we progress the passage sa Ephesians 3. So, ano po yung will na yon? Ano yung mystery will ng Panginoon na ni-reveal na niya na rito kay Paul? Sabi po sa verse, and that ang tema nga po ay that there will be a new people of God, Jews and Gentiles sa context na yon, will be one. That's Ephesians 3 po yun. And all things means all things will be under the Lordship of Christ. All things will be under His feet. Sabi ni John Stott dito sa verse na to, in the fullness of time, God's two creations, His whole universe and His whole church will be unified under the cosmic Christ, who is the supreme head of both. Ito ay bringing together all things in Christ, both in heaven and on earth. Kung mababasa nyo, even sa Romans 8, even ang creation, the creation is groaning sa pagdating ng new creation na to. Because of sin, even the creation ay naapektuhan. They are groaning, they are looking for the restoration na gagawin ng Panginoon. Aren't you glad na kasama ka sa plan na to? If you are in Christ? Praise God. This is one reason you should be worshipful sa Panginoon. Ano bang goal ng redemption? Tingnan natin sa verse 11 to 12. In Him we have obtained the inheritance, an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will, so that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of His glory. We obtain an inheritance. We are God's heritage. According saan? According sa predetermined purpose ng Panginoon. Para saan? For the praise of His glory. Mga kapatid, ito ay clear. All the end result ng action ng Panginoon is for His glory. It makes sense na we have nothing to add sa ating salvation so that we have nothing to boast sa Panginoon. It's all about the gracious work of God. It's all about His glory. Kapatid, when you're alone, maupo ka, magmuni-muni ka, and look back sa buhay mo, remember how foolish and sinful you were. Those sinful desire, those sinful decision, how you treat ang asawa mo nung panahon na yon, how you treat ang mga anak mo, how you treat ang magulang mo. Remember how addicted ka sa mga bagay that destroys you. Remember how foolish na akala mo by your religion, you can be okay sa harapan ng Diyos. Remember those sinful thoughts, actions, and words na normal lang sa'yo dati. Try to remember what will make you decide to follow or believe in Jesus Christ. Try to look at your life. Even try to look way, way back from the past ng life mo. And after meditating sa passage na to, I hope all you can say is, Soli Deo Gloria. That is, all glory be to God. This is the chief end of man, to glorify God, enjoy Him forever. Nakita natin how God the Father planned yung salvation and how God the Son purchased ang salvation. Now makikita natin how God the Holy Spirit protects ang iyong salvation. And that leads to my third point and third and last point. You are sealed by God the Holy Spirit, verses 13 to 14. Let's read po yung verse natin. In Him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in Him, were sealed with the promise of the Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of His glory. In Him, that is Jesus Christ, when you, sino yung you? So verse 11, sabi ni Paul, we. Now verse 13, sabi, naging you. Remember, Paul is a Jew. A majority of his reader dito is Gentiles. Meaning ng we, mga Jew. God revealed Himself first sa mga Jew. And you, mga Gentiles, makikita natin yan as we go further sa ating pag-aaral, ang significance nito. Meaning, wala na pong dividing wall between the Jews and the Gentiles. Ano man ang nationality mo, ano man ang position mo sa buhay, sino ka man or ano ka man, the ground is equal on the foot of the cross. And it also gives sa atin ang idea ng unity. Ang unity is vital sa Book of Ephesians. Pagdating sa church, makikita natin sa mga susunod na chapters, ang emphasis ni Paul about unity. So I ask you, Crossroads, we have nothing in common dito sa church na to, but the gospel. We are all children of God because of Christ. We are all brothers and sisters. It meron mang nagkakos sa atin dito ng disunity, o meron tayong pagkakaunawaan, merong hindi pagkakasundo. We should be people na hindi na basta-basta na o-offend. We should be people na madali nang magpatawad. We should be people na madali nang mag-extend ng grace. Because we ourselves are recipient ng grace and forgiveness ng Panginoon. We know exactly what it feels to be graciously forgiven. Let's honor our Father in heaven by being united in Christ. And let's extend ang same attitude towards sa ating family, towards your kids, towards your parents, towards unbelievers. Honor your Father in heaven by your action and your words. All those who are in Christ, sino yon? Look at verse 13. Those whom God chosen from verse 4 and whom Christ redeemed by His blood in verse 7. Look at verse 13. Those who heard and believed the gospel. If you think ikaw yon, rejoice, kapatid. Look at verse 13 again. We were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. Tapos na. It's done deal. Sealed. So far, ito ang progression natin. The Father planned to adopt people into His family from the foundation of the world. And plan was accomplished through Jesus Christ by His death on the cross. And now the Holy Spirit applies and made a reality sa mga believers yung blessing ng Panginoon. Ano ba yung sealed? Sa ating context, ang word na sealed refers sa ownership. Parang yung nilalagay sa mga hayop, yung bakal na iniinit, and then iano sa balat, imamark sa balat ng hayop bilang seal. Ang gusto sabihin ng owner doon, it belongs to me. Ang seal ay ownership and therefore protection. Owner will protect what he owns. Ganun din tayo as a Christian. We are sealed. We are owned. We belong to the people of God. We belong to Lord Jesus. Ang ibig sabihin po ng Lord, ang translation niya is Master. Lord. Curious. Master. Means, you are owned. You are slaves. You are owned by your Master. God the Father sealed His own people by the Holy Spirit. We are His possession. He owns us. So we are protected. That should give us comfort. Meron tayong assurance of protection and ownership sa Panginoon. God made sure yung kanyang plano from eternity past will happen to the eternity future. What does God plan from the past will make sure na tayo ay makakarating sa eternity future. That's something to rejoice po. Naalala natin dito yung word ni Jesus sa John 10:28. Ang sabi doon, I, Jesus, give them eternal life and they will never perish and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. See the ownership tone dito. Father gave believers to the Son and no one can snatch them out of His hand. And we trust on the Word of God. It should give us comfort. So, it's clear, it's not about you, it's about God's work from eternity past to eternity future. You are chosen and you are sealed. Those who believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ ay merong assurance ng eternal life. Look at verse 14. Who, that is Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possessions of it to the praise of His glory. We are secured in Christ and ang goal of or purpose ng lahat ng ginawa ng Panginoon from the beginning and end ng iyong salvation is nasa last line ng verse 14, to the praise of His glory. Share ko sa inyo yung nabasa kong article about Charles Spurgeon. Ang title po nun is At the Bottom of It All. Sabi ron, si Spurgeon po ay served as a pastor in London over mga 30 years po. He's the one of the most or he's the most famous pastor ng kanyang time. He recalls yung kanyang experience nung siya ay 16 years old pa lang. Itong pangyayari ito, bumago ng kanyang buhay and bumago ng kanyang ministry for the rest of his days. Sabi niya, When I was coming to Christ, I thought I was doing it all myself. And thought I sought the Lord earnestly. I had no idea the Lord was seeking me. I do not think that any young Christian is at first aware of this. Isang gabi daw, nakaupo siya sa church. Sabi niya, I was not thinking much about the preachers. Marami sa inyo, you're not thinking about me right now. Sabi niya, for I did not believe. Hindi siya naniniwala sa preaching. He asked himself a question. How did you become a Christian? Sabi niya, I sought the Lord. But how did you come to seek the Lord? Nag-isip siya. He then realized, hindi ko hahanapin ng Diyos unless merong nag-influence sa akin to seek God. Sabi niya, siguro dahil I prayed. But then he asked himself again, how came I to pray? Maybe I was convinced to pray by reading the scriptures. How came I to read the scriptures? It becomes an endless question. Paikot-ikot lang. Then, in a moment, sabi ni Spurgeon, I saw that God was at the bottom of it all. And that He was the author of my faith. And so the whole doctrine of grace opened up to me, sabi niya. And from that doctrine, I have not departed to this day. And I decide to make this my constant confession. I ascribe my change wholly to God. That's the meaning of all glory belongs to God. So summarize natin, how did we become His people? Sabi ron, according to the good pleasures of His will. Bakit niya tayo pinili? Why did God choose us to be His people? The answer is for the praise of the glory of His grace. So every blessing both comes from God and returns to God. It begins in His will and ends in His glory. Dito po nag-e-end ang lahat. Everything begins and ends with this. Mga kapatid, that should lead you down to your knees in worship. And say to God, just like in Psalm 115, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but to your name give glory. That's how you worship God. That's how we should look to God. You give all the glory to God. That is what Paul is saying sa passage natin. He is telling you right now, if you are in Christ, look what He has done. And worship and give praise. Because He deserves all the praise. Worship Him for who God is and what He has done. Mga kapatid, you are owned by your Lord Jesus. You are God's people. Paano natin i-apply ito sa ating buhay right now? Paul is writing in prison, probably nakakadena sa ang kamay at paa niya, but he was not bothered at all. Ang kanyang situation ay hindi adlang to worship God and encourage others because he was so occupied with eternal things. He know all things sa mundo na to will pass away, but the assurance of eternal life is what occupies ang isip at puso ni Paul. Kaya yan ang gusto niya maging posture ng heart mo ngayon. Worship and praise God for who He is and what He has done. Ano man ang situation mo, struggle ka sa trabaho, financially, may karamdaman ka, may problema ka sa asawa mo, nagre-rebelde anak mo, whatever situation, think of every spiritual blessing you have in Christ. Look forward to eternity. The more you set your mind on heavenly things, mawawala ang attention mo sa earthly things. You are created and redeemed for eternity. Live your life in the lens, perspective ng eternity. Friends, if you are here and you are not yet a Christian, I plead with you. There will come a time na ang grace ng Panginoon will end. All of us will stand before our Creator. Without the blood of Christ, you cannot escape ang judgment. Believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Acknowledge ang sinfulness ng iyong sin. And believe that Christ accomplished everything you need sa iyong salvation. He lived a perfect life for you. He shed His blood for your sin. He rose from the dead to give you certain hope and assurance ng eternal life. Believe and surrender your life to Christ. He will secure you hanggang eternity. Let's pray. Father in heaven, indeed, you are so glorious. Father, nawa Panginoon, sa bawat oras ng buhay namin, maalala namin how glorious is your work sa amin. May we remember anong ginawa mo. And say, just like Psalm 115, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but for your glory. Nawa Panginoon, ang buhay namin ay maging marked ng how you purpose ang aming salvation, marked with holiness, blamelessness, unity, love. Nawa Panginoon, ma-display namin ang aming Diyos Ama. We are not belong sa aming Father. Sabi si John 8:44, Father, our Father is the devil. Now we are adopted, we are your son, we are your daughter. May we reflect yan sa aming buhay, our Father in heaven. Salamat muli, Panginoon, sa kabutihan mo sa amin sa iyong work of grace. In Jesus' name, Amen.